Lovely. So, namaste and welcome to lesson three. And we're already halfway through the course, and I hope you're having as much fun as I am doing this. It's just one of my favorite things to do. So lesson one, recap. Lesson one is to introduce you to the self, to get you to recognize what's real, and to begin to break down this idea that it's difficult to do that, because it's really quite a simple thing once you know what you're looking for and how to look. And then lesson two was causality, which nobody understands the first time they hear it. So if you've been like that all week, don't worry. But the information had to go in. It had to be known by your consciousness. And hopefully over this week with, it seems like there's been a lot of contemplating, a lot of questioning going on of, is this really true? And seeing how coming from the noumenon, because if you're questioning, is this true? You're not believing any thoughts, you're automatically being consciously the noumenon, then your whole experience will begin to change. So lesson one, to introduce you to the self, the noumenon. Lesson two, to start to take apart these really big egoic patterns that have pretty much been running our entire existence. And now lesson three, we're going to take it up a whole quantum leap tonight. So what we're going to do tonight is to go through, I want to dispel another myth that happens in the awakening itself. And really, it took me a long time to get around this one, and hopefully can shortcut you a lot of time here with this. So there is, you know, if you look at the difference between somebody who's very much established as the noumenon, they just have an absolute knowing, a confidence, a knowingness that cannot crack under any pressure at all, no matter what happens out in the world or inside the body, that's what they are, that they're beyond the mind and body, that even the body disappearing is not going to affect them. And so what's happened with those type of beings is that their identity has shifted over from being someone seeking the self to actually being the self, the noumenon. And what I mean by their identity is what you know yourself to be with absolute conviction. You know, this is, it's valuable to have your identity switched over, because whatever your identity is established as is going to define how you cope in your worst human moment. You know, how you cope in your, how you feel in the best moment, but also what you know with absolute conviction will still be available even when you really feel that you're being tested by life or, you know, by experience. And there is a huge myth in the human consciousness that this identity shift either happens by itself or accidentally or not at all. And for a long time, I studied the sages and really looked at what they'd done to come to this absolute conviction and knowingness. So I'm going to explain some exercises that we're going to do. And if anybody wants to do them with me live on the session tonight, they're really quite easy. And once you get the hang of them, they're going to shift your identity over to, whether we realize it or not, there will still be an idea energetically inside that you are someone, or an egoic sense of self that is accessing the noumenon, or someone tuning in to the noumenon. So what we want to do is to come to a clear and profound recognition that I am looking at the noumenon from the noumenon, and that I never was a separate being. So hopefully you can see, if that is your absolute conviction, that where I'm looking at is also where I'm looking from, then that's going to change your life in a most powerful way. And as much change as we've seen so far in the course, We're going to take a huge quantum leap when we begin to apply these exercises. So I'm going to go through them and I'll explain them. And then if anybody wants to go through them with me tonight, I'll ask for questions as well, but also we can do these hopefully live on this session tonight. So just a few things before I start that. There will always be a sense of being someone. There'll always be that, even if you have shifted your identity over, there's always going to be a sense of being someone, but it will have seemed to have clearly been just a sense. So the separate sense of being someone is going to continue as long as you have a human body, as long as there's thoughts, emotions going on. Even when mind is quiet, there'll still be, like for me now, there's a sense that I'm sat here talking, but that is just a sense. And the knowingness, it has much more eclipsed that sense of being someone. So you can probably see that you're at some stage in between those, the knowingness that you're beyond definition and description and you don't have a location. It's probably growing in the background and beginning to move to the foreground. And what is in the foreground and beginning to recede to the background is a sense of being someone. I have to say this because everyone's trying to get rid of that sense of being someone. And that is not the noumenon. The noumenon is fully inclusive of this sense of being someone. It's not a mistake to have that. It's not something that's happened in error. You need that sense of someone to know which one is your body. Even though you know that they're all yours, you need to know which one to put food in and which car is yours and, you know, where you go to work. You know, imagine if you were hungry, but you didn't know which body was yours to feed. You know, so this sense of this is my body, this is my life, these are my likes and dislikes will still stay and they are software for your body to move around your life. So it's not a mistake at all. In fact, it's necessary and it's part of the fun then. Once you know that you are beyond the form, you can actually move around in the form and enjoy the sense of being someone moving around in time and space, but not fearing the end of the body like we used to do, because we've come to realize that we're beyond that, we're before that. And then the fun is to actually re-engage in your humanity and just to move around your life without needing anything at all, without trying to accumulate approval and love and recognition and security and whatever else we're trying to accumulate as an ego. So it's not wrong. It's not going to go away, but it will clearly be recognized. It's not a real solid thing. You know, it's not, you never were someone. But you will always seem to be someone, and you'll stop trying to get rid of this someoneness and you begin to embrace it again. The deeper your identity has shifted, that you are the noumenon in its formless aspect, but you're also appearing as a human being with a life and relationships and all of that. So there's no bad thing about having that. That sense of being someone will temporarily disappear in the deepest meditations and there's just awareness, but it will come back again when you get up and start to move around. But the deepest state of samadhi, or whatever you want to call it, is where ego is just functioning in front of the noumenon as a functionality, and it's not, you've lost your ability to believe in that at all, that is what you are. It's something that's happening very superficially so that you can communicate with other beings, remember names and things like that on a functional level. So hopefully that's, you can see that that's, you're not going to have to go to war with the egoic sense of self. Just make sure you know it's just a sense of self. It doesn't have to disappear. So whichever way we're using to access the noumenon, we're going to do two separate exercises to help shift our identity over. and they are listed on the homework sheet, so don't worry. Obviously this is recorded as well, so you don't have to worry about remembering. So I'm going to use an example of silence for this, or consciousness for this example, this first exercise. So if you're tuning in using the awareness, or you're calling it stillness or being or presence or whatever it is, then you can just substitute that. So right now, you just tune in. There's a sense of silence. There's silence here right now. And what we're going to do is we're going to look and see if we can find a someone in that silence. There's a sense of someone, as I've just said. But when I actually look, I don't find any separate being at all. So just like with the contemplation, we're going to take our answers a bit deeper. And the purpose and the point of this is to look and not find anyone. So there's silence, there's a body. If there were thoughts, there'd be thoughts. If there's any sensations in the body, maybe emotions and things coming in through the sense perception. But can I find a separate being called Helen? Does a body and thoughts and emotions equal a separate being? Because if I ever was a separate being, I should be able to find it. You know, when I look in my experience, I should be able to find some energetic boundary where I stop as a separate being and where the rest of the noumenon starts. So it's not enough to do this once and then to remember that you didn't find anyone. So is there someone listening to silence, or is there just silence when you look? Or if you're like, is there someone being conscious, or is there just consciousness? Or if we take the awareness, there's a sense that I'm aware, but can I actually find that being in the awareness? When I look, I search my experience, there's only a body, there's thoughts, whatever's going on, but there is no separate energetic entity that I can find. So it's a little bit backwards, this, because mind says you're supposed to find the right answer. But the right answer for this is to not find, to directly look and see. If I think about this, doing this, if I think about being a separate being and not finding a separate being, then I am reinforcing my ego. My sense of being someone is going to get reinforced because I'm doing it here. If instead I notice the awareness and notice that I can't find anyone in it, as shocking as that may be, it needs to become obvious that every time I look, so I'm not doing it from memory, I'm not doing it from, oh, last week I did it once and I couldn't find anything. Every time you look and do this and don't find a someone, you are shifting your identity over faster. So just like pretty much everything in this course, I tried to find out what it exactly is or was that I did and that the other awakened beings did to shift the identity. And this was one of the things. So to look, every time I look, there's only the noumenon. There isn't a me plus the noumenon. A body and thoughts and emotions are not the same as an actual being. Okay. So that's the first one of these exercises. So it's a looking and a seeing. Just like with self-inquiry, it does us no good to think about it. Hopefully you can recognize that if I'm going to think about doing this, or if I'm remembering last time I did this, I've said it several times in this session. I know I'm repeating myself. I'm doing it on purpose. If I'm looking and not finding, then more and more, every time I'm going to be left with this realization, experience it directly, that there is only the noumenon. There never was a me tuning into the noumenon. There's only awareness when I look, or stillness, there's a sense of stillness. Is there anyone being still? When I look, I can't find anything. And when I ask about the here-ness, is there anyone that is located here? The body's here, thoughts are here in this location. But where am I? I can't say. I can't find an energetic boundary. Again, if I don't count the thoughts and the emotions, if I'm looking for the me, this legendary me that is featured on all these things that has happened in our experience, can we find it? I'd urge you to try this right now as we're talking, and to please let me know if you have a challenge or an issue with these exercises. Once you look and don't find consistently, then your identity is switching over from what your cells know in your body. You know, you can tell where your identity is by how strong an emotion you feel when you get triggered. You can tell how much you're still believing on an energetic level, really, that you are someone tuning into the noumenon, because that knowingness will be dodgy, it'll be shaky, it'll be the moment something goes wrong, that knowingness will be pushed aside. So the same thought can pop up in an awakened being's mind. You know, a car pulls out in front of you, you slam your foot on the brake. The thought may pop up, I'm going to die, but there's no fear at all, because that's not believed at all, because the identity has shifted. Or you make a mistake, you do something wrong, and you know, mind says you shouldn't have done that, but there's no guilt or shame at all, because the identity is firmly established. You know, well, it happened, you know, that's all, I can't do anything about that. So to look, to tune into the noumenon, and to look and to not find, it's so important that you look and you don't find. So you can't overdo this at all, and you can even use this as your meditation, as your practice if you want to spend some time sitting. Is there anyone in the awareness? Is there actually, because the sense I'm aware is there right now, I'm aware, but is it really, what is it that's aware? Is there a someone actually being aware? So I could go through the whole list of practices, but you can substitute that, whichever it is that you're, you know, the sense of now. I just want to talk about a sense of now, because this is one that trips a lot of people up. There is a hugely popular spiritual practice called being in the now, or being present. And this is not at all what we're doing here. We are actually confirming that when I look, all I find is a sense of now. That what I actually am is this now moment. That's very, very different from being someone who's staying in the now or being present. Very, very different. Is there a you that's present? Or is there just presence? Is there just the sense of presence? You know, so actually looking and actually not finding every single time. And I must have done this at least 100 times. And the more times you do it, the faster your identity is shifting. So I'm not going to say, you know, like spending your entire day doing it, but you can't overdo it, because it's a looking and a not finding again and again and again. And if you don't do this, you're going to be reinforcing, staying with this idea that you're someone tuning into the noumenon. This is how an awakened being has got some distance from the mind completely. There's so much so they can't even hear it anymore, because they are so utterly convinced from here to here to all the cells of their body, and everything is just kind of vibrating with this utter clarity and knowingness. This is how they did it. And they'll say instructions, you know, stay as the awareness, stay as the self, be the self. All of that is really the same instruction. But I just hopefully wanted to make it a little bit clearer. Okay, so the second exercise is hopefully going to, you can do both of them or if you can just pick one of them. If you're obsessive like I was, you just do them both all the time, as much time as you can, get it shifted, get your identity sorted, moved over, and then you can get on with your life and, you know, stop suffering. So the second one is we're going to tune into the awareness or silence or whatever way that you access the noumenon, the vastness, the emptiness, nothingness, whatever you call it. And we're going to look at how we are seeing that, because there is an assumption in all of us on a very deep energetic level that we are noticing the awareness using some part of our body mind. So if you take the silence right now as an example, how, if you can hear the silence now, how are you hearing it? So are you hearing it with your physical ears? Well, you know, one thing we did, I think Claire did last time, was stick her fingers in her ears and say, I can still hear it, even with with my ears blocked. Or if you're noticing the awareness, you're not looking with your physical eyes, it's still there, isn't it? So how are you actually recognizing the self? And if you look and you realize that you're not seeing it with your physical eyes, how are you noticing the sense of being here? You know you're here. How are you doing that? It's enough to look and say how you're not doing it, because you're going to undo this assumption. Again, this is an energetic process of looking and actually finding out, am I using any part of my body mind to see the awareness? Is it through physical eyes? No. Am I using any of my senses to tune into the silence or the awareness? No. Am I thinking about it? Hopefully, you know, you're having a direct experience of awareness, of tuning in. It's not a thought process either, or the knower. When you recognize that knowingness that just knows what these words mean that you're hearing, there's a knowingness that's instantaneous. It knows what thoughts are present. How are you recognizing the knowingness? Is it a thought? Are you using your mind to recognize that? No. Are you using your senses? No. So if you can see that all of these are, whichever way you're tuning in, are being recognized by something that is already beyond the mind and body. This is really vital. It's enough to look. Even if you can't say for sure how you're clearly recognizing it, how do you recognize it? I don't really know, but I know it's not a thought, it's not happening here, and it's definitely not happening through my senses. That's enough to shift your identity, to undo this assumption that I'm someone noticing the awareness. So again, it's a looking and recognizing that you, how you're not doing it, this one. And I'd really advise you to do both of those exercises if you can, and just to recognize that you're looking at the noumenon from somewhere already beyond the mind and body. Until you do these exercises, there's still going to be a little bit of fear. In your experience, you'll begin to suffer less and less as you go, you know, as you've been through the first 2 weeks of the course. But there will still be a little bit of fear that when the body goes, that your ability to access the awareness or the noumenon or the real self will be diminished, unless there'll be a fear of that, you know, that I'm using some part of my body and mind to access the noumenon. And that energetic assumption will be there until you challenge it like this. So if you can look again and again and again and confirm, I'm not finding the stillness with any of my senses at all. It doesn't smell like anything. It doesn't taste like anything. It doesn't look like anything. It's invisible. It's inaudible. It's intangible. And thinking about it is different to actually noticing it, isn't it? thinking about awareness is different to actually noticing it. So how are you noticing it? How are you tuning into the noumenon? It might be something that we've never questioned before, but when you actually look at it, it'll begin to become more and more obvious as you do this, that you're looking at the noumenon from the noumenon. You know, the place that you're looking for and at is where you're already looking from. You know, which part of your human faculty that is located somewhere in time and space, which part of your body mind can sense, can know, can see without eyes the vastness of your infinite reality that you are? Is that even possible? So it's not really enough just to tune in. You're just going to take it a little bit further just to finish off the suffering, the ability to suffer, to realize I'm already before and beyond. Nothing wrong with the body mind at all, and you can have fun with it, like we said before. But to recognize clearly, I'm already seeing the self from the self. That is a powerful thing that is going to shift your entire existence to a much higher experience of everything. So, you know, the body and mind just function. They'll just get on and do their thing, and you'll have no more ability to fear, because you'll know already, I'm already beyond that, I'm before that. I also have the option to look through my human body, you know, just like I'm doing now to communicate. But there is nothing left within you that feels that you need that body, or that when it's gone, it's going to be, it's going to change your experience. So until that idea has gone, there will be some fear in the background. So to do these exercises, very, very simple. How am I recognizing awareness? How am I seeing awareness? And it's enough to come to a clear recognition. Now, I'm not using any part of my body or mind to tune into the noumenon. That is different from and distinguished, distinct to the effect that tuning in has on the body. You know, when we tune into the noumenon, it has a very nice effect on your body, relaxation, contentment, and as you do it more and more, even deeper states of peace come across the body. That's fine. I'm not talking about that. But how are you actually noticing that there even is awareness? To ask the question, am I aware? Yes, I'm aware right now. There's things coming in through the senses, and I'm aware of the sense perception. How did I notice my awareness? How do I hear the silence? So it has to come to be obvious this way through doing this type of thing. The awareness is recognizing itself. Silence is listening to itself. It can also listen to sounds. It can also listen to thoughts. But how we're actually recognizing the silence is from the silence. So two exercises that when you take these and you run with them, they're going to shift everything for you. And if you're still having any challenge pulling yourself away from ego, you know, you should be starting to climb away. Again, there's nothing wrong with ego at all. You just want to be clear that you're looking at ego and not from it. There's a huge difference in what you know yourself to be. And one, there's just no suffering possible at all. And in the other, it's pretty much endless suffering, never quite getting there. And I'm assuming that you all want to go all the way. So this is the most direct route that I've found to shift your identity on purpose, not to just kind of wait for it to do it, for it to happen slowly. It will shift anyway, the more you tune into the self. But this is the way to get it done once and for all. It's not a to-do list per se. It should be fun to recognize. I'm already, you know, there's some knowingness that just knows awareness is there. Or there's something that can hear even silence. You know, ears can only hear sounds in the vibrational range that are audible to our physical senses, and our eyes can only pick up vibration and input that is in the visible range. But something is seeing without eyes, isn't it? What is it? And you're seeing from that place, looking at awareness. You automatically see the thoughts inside your head without your physical eyes. You automatically hear thoughts without your ears. Something is already beyond and before the body. And you just need to finish it off now with this assumption that I'm tuning into the noumenon. I'm a someone tuning in. It may not be consciously here. There might be lots of conscious thoughts that I am the noumenon. But on a deeper experiential level, we want to shift the identity over. Okay, so I hope those exercises are clear enough, but please do ask when I ask for questions in a few moments if you want some more explanation, or if you want to go through it with me now and like get it nailed down and sorted, then great. So this will bring a profound recognition, lesson three, when it's really digested, that your mind and body have never been, your mind and body are like a set of binoculars that you can use to look at yourself, you know, for the rest of all of this is you, wherever you go is you, and you're looking through each body mind. And in each body mind, there's also a sense of only being here in one location, just a sense, so that you can see what it's like to look from one corner of time and space at everything else. And so you can see what it's like to experience growth and change and becomingness. And again, it's not an accident or a mistake. And you can actually have fun with that unfoldingness then from the place of your real self, your real being. So if you do this exercise as often as you want to, then how will you know when your identity has shifted? So this is important. For me, there was this expectation, and I hear it all the time from everyone, that there's going to be some firework moment. You know, there's going to be, at some point, you'll have this massive epiphany, and angels will come down from the sky, and they'll be playing harps, and there'll be fireworks going off. And, somebody will give you a badge saying, "Welcome to the Enlightenment Club," you know. But that's not really, obviously, hopefully, how it works. For me, there was just a gradual shifting over. The noumenon just came to the front of my experience, and the egoic perspective, thinking and being a someone experiencing lack and limitation, just moved to the back. And at some point, and I cannot tell you when, and it's important that you hear this, because it's going to hopefully undo you waiting for something. At some point, I realized that I could not believe a thought anymore, that I was so far away energetically from mind through doing these exercises that mind could say anything and there was just no emotional response. So the emotional response is how much you're believing that thought, how much attention has gone to it. And if there's a strong emotional response, then it's how much hormone has cascaded down into the body, how well grooved that pathway is in the brain to produce a big emotional response. So mind can say anything at that point. And something happened, I can't even remember what it is now, but something happened in my day-to-day experience that would have caused an awful lot of suffering. And there was just no response inside. The trigger happened out there and just nothing happened inside at all except peace. And I just thought, well, that's really, really weird, you know. And then I tried to think about all the other things that made me suffer. I tried to energize my mind and imagine this thing or that thing going wrong. And again, there was just nothing happening inside. So it's really important that you hear that when that switchover happened, I don't know. And most awakened beings would tell you the same. At some point, you lose your ability to suffer or identify with any thought. But way before that, you're not suffering anyway because you're doing this confirmation. And in those moments, you'll be lifted out of it. Hopefully, you're already seeing that you're believing thoughts less and less. And even when you do believe them temporarily, you just ask the question. And you can still continue to do, is it really true? If it's a big surge of emotion, but you can pull yourself out of it very, very quickly using these exercises. So stop waiting for a fireworks moment. You know, that may happen at some point. There may be a massive epiphany where it's just seen so clearly that I've always been the noumenon and I've always been looking from the noumenon, and oh my God, how did I miss that? That's not what we're looking for. It's not wrong or bad, but it is a phenomenon, isn't it? It's going to come and go. Any epiphany is going to come and go. What you want is the absolute conviction and the inability to believe any thoughts. That's what you really want. And, you know, if you wake up in the middle of the night, house on fire, you just do what you need to do, your body, you know, you get yourself out of the house, no panic, you know, it's just, okay, this is what we need to do. So that is very different than what your ego expects. Ego's waiting for some moment where you know with utter conviction that you are that. And that is a side effect of the process I'm talking about here, not the actual thing we're looking for. And it may never happen until much later. But you'll notice as you're moving about your life that less and less can you be triggered by anything. And at some point you'll realize you're bulletproof. Nothing touches you at all. And when that happens, you just don't know. And it really isn't important at that point because you're so firmly established in what you really are. Okay, so I'm going to open up for questions just one more moment. So the homework today, this week, is to do these exercises. Listen to this again and again and again. And, you know, recognizing that you're not going to get it all the first time you hear it. And that any strong emotion that's still coming up, you can use the is it really true question. And let your answer go right back to the noumenon. So you ask, is it really true that I'm not good enough or whatever it is, that I'm not safe? And go past the mind answers, go past the emotional answers, and take it right back into that stillness, that quiet, the silence of your real being. Doubts have to be, I just have mentioned doubts because, yes, you can use the contemplation process with them. If you just accept that doubts are supposed to be there, they don't feel good because perhaps we're still believing them, but the doubt is your mind asking you for help now. Your mind is going to start to be your friend now. It's going to say, I really don't feel like I'm never going to die. You know, now I'm supposed to feel immortal as the self. So it'll come up as a negative voice of doubt. So it's your mind asking you for help. Can you prove this to me? Because mind can't resolve these. Like a doubt is a question that hasn't been asked yet. Or a doubt is a contemplation point that needs to happen. Is it really true? And so if mind says, I don't really feel like I'm everywhere, I can't confirm that. So you could turn that into a contemplation point. Is it really true that I'm somewhere? Or if mind says, I'm never going to get there. You know, you're never going to get this. You're going to be the only one in the class that doesn't get it. Then you can turn that into a contemplation point. Is it really true that I can't get this? You know, so a doubt is going to be a springboard into a massive seeing and epiphany when you use it. Every single being that's ever woke up has had the same doubts that you're probably having as you go through these weeks with me. I had them and I used to push them away because I really liked feeling peaceful and nice. And then this doubt would come up. You're not really getting anywhere. You know, you're not really progressing with this. You know, you're going to fail at this like everything else. And if you fail at even awakening, what else have you got in your life? You might as well just give up. You know, so nobody wants to look at that, do they? But, and you realize you can use it as a contemplation point. Can I really fail at this? You know, can I really not be good enough? Can I really not get this? Is that true? Then you're going to accept these doubts and work with them and use them. And the very first time you accept these doubts and see if they're true, notice our tendency is not only to assume they're true, which is why we feel bad, then you're going to not, even when they come up, you're not going to feel bad at all. You're going to get excited. Oh, here's another springboard. You know, so if in martial arts, you know, if someone is coming at you with some force and some energy, the way that it's done there is to use that force and that energy and turn it into your advantage. And this is what we're doing with the doubts. We're not just going to try and push them away and pretend or sweep them under the carpet. We're going to actually look at what are those doubts and can I prove that they're true or untrue? You know, let me actually look at them. Your mind is fragmented and splintered into pieces if you're being a someone. So it's asking for your help now with these doubts. Please help me contemplate. This mind cannot contemplate because it can only produce thought answers. You can contemplate and take those answers deeper. Mind is going to ask you some questions to contemplate, and we call them doubts. So whatever you're doubting or experiencing from a day-to-day thing, you know, if you're experiencing not being able to tune in, that's showing you that there's a belief that you might not be able to do this. So is that really true? And you'll break right through it. So lovely. I've done a whole lot of talking there. Hopefully useful. Keep tuning in. Keep going deep and recognizing. Yep. Questions. Yep, Caroline. She was off and ready then. Hang on a second. Say again.
Can you hear me?
Not really. It's very, very faint. Let me see if I can. Okay, try again.
Can you hear me now?
Just about, yeah.
Is it bad? Struggle to put my words together nowadays.
Could you sit a little bit closer to the screen just while you're asking your question? Would you mind?
Okay. No, it's okay. I struggle really to get my words together nowadays. But one thing that's concerning me a little bit is when I do these exercises, can you still hear me?
Yep.
When I do these exercises and I am the noumenon, I become the awareness, my body goes completely numb. And that's been happening for quite a long time. So it started with varying degrees of numbness. Now yeah. My whole body is totally numb. But there's something not happy with that. There's something a little bit agitated with it. Is that the ego? And I'm a bit, I was slightly concerned it might be phenomenal. I can't say that word. is it phenomenal? Or I mean, it always happens when I'm in awareness. And it's getting more and more now. So my whole body's numb.
Is it that it's numb or have you lost awareness of it?
No, I am aware. I'm aware of not having the body. Like I can't locate myself in my body. I can't feel any of it.
Yes.
Yeah. I suppose the senses are that I become aware that I can't feel the body.
Right. There's yeah. If the most direct answer is you don't have a body, and that's no. What's happening. Yeah, that might sound yeah. Crazy, but I know you've been through lesson four with me already. So you're starting to live that experience more and more. Right now, if you check in right now, you can't feel your body, and it's the same for all of us. You can feel where it's making contact with the chair. You can feel if there's a pain or an itch or if you're hungry, but your actual body is insentient in itself. It's only the sensory feedback from it that we're perceiving. So when it touches something, yeah. So yeah. To illustrate this, if you were in zero gravity, floating around in a big massive room, would you be able to feel your body? Not at all, would you? Not at all.
It's like that, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, so you're, and we're going to go into this next week, and I know you've already been through the course once. Lesson four, again, there aren't any objects. And of course, the one object we're all sure is here is my body. Yeah. So it can be strange when it starts to happen, that shift over. There's still sense perception. There's still a sense of me, but I'm not aware of my body. That's my experience all the time now. And this is what's happening to you. It's not something going wrong, because if I'm aware of my body, that's two things, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a division there, a separation there. And to live as the one.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sorry.
There's just. It always happens. It's been happening for quite a long time. It's been fine. But just lately, there's a bit of a sense of unease about it.
A sense of what, sorry? Unease, did you say?
Unease.
Yeah.
Unease, like if something doesn't like it. Is that the ego, the sense of the person that's separate from it?
Yeah, if you go into the place of the one where there's nothing to be aware of at all, because that would be two, there's just awareness, yeah? Then right before you do that, ego is going to say, oh, you're going a little bit far here, you know, this. And again, we come across these deep-rooted assumptions that we all have. We talked about them in... lesson four last time, but also in Reality Check book and you know in Satsang, that the assumptions are I have a body. The first assumption is I am the body, and then we see that's not true. Then we assume I'm in a body, and then we assume I have a body. And even that assumption is starting to go more and more for you. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Because the body isn't, you can't be in the body if the body is also awareness too. Awareness condensed down like the first awareness is invisible, like water vapor in the air. And then that water vapor hits a cold window and suddenly becomes a visible liquid. So the body is just condensed down, slowed down in vibration, but it's still the noumenon. And this becomes a lived experience then that it's lived all the time. You never were aware of your body. This is the way to get around the unease, to understand. You've never been aware of your body unless there was something wrong with it. It was in pain, right? Right now, you can't feel it. You can only feel where it's making contact with another object because those, you know, your body and the chair or whatever you're sitting on is in a similar vibrational range. Can you see that?
Yeah.
So nothing is changing over here. You're just coming to see how it's always been. And if you look at that, the unease will go. It's kind of like there's been this idea that I need to know where my body is and I need to know which one is my body for me to, you know, navigate my life. But ego will do that for you. You don't need to even know where your body is. You don't need to know anything. You know, and you know nothing, meaning there's no aware of anymore. There's just awareness. And it's been seen clearer and clearer that there's no object in that awareness, actually, even a body.
Yeah. I'm just thinking now because it slowly starts and it goes all the way through. It doesn't just disappear. It slowly, like, becomes numb. So I'm very aware of it happening all the time.
See, I'm not mean to criticise or ridicule, but I have to say, it's not a big deal, because every night you go to sleep, you lose awareness of the body, and you're quite happy to do it. You know, even in a deep meditation, it's gone, isn't it? A deep state, temporary samadhi, I was just gone. I wasn't aware of time or space or anything. Body, you know, sense perception, it was just all gone. You know, ego's trying to say this is some big thing happening, but it's actually just the normal state returning, the natural state returning.
Yeah.
So it will, as you stop resisting it, then you can just enjoy it then. Can you get a sense?
I used to enjoy it a lot.
Yeah. Until ego started talking about it, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's happening now.
I'm not aware of my body at all now, ever. But the switch over, ego thinks it's a switch over, but we're just reverting back to experiencing how it normally is.
Yeah. Okay.
Lovely. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Rich?
Hiya.
Hiya.
I got my video on today. I've got a migraine, so I'm laying in bed. It's like, but
yeah. Hope you feel better soon.
Yeah, it comes and goes. I'm okay. But I had a question. It's a similar question I asked you when I very first started this process, and you said about the doubts are my friend. I can be certain of one thing, and that's that I'm aware. Everything else I can't be certain of, and when I ask how I'm aware that I'm aware, I automatically come up with lots of thought answers, such as, well, it's just one structure of the brain. You know, in the same way that when you turn a TV or a computer onto standby and you've got a background electric charge, my rational brain goes, oh, well, that's your awareness, that's what it is, and I can't seem to get past that. I really believe that quite strongly.
Okay, good. That's really good. We can work with that. Okay. So the exercises are looking and is seeing. It's not thinking about it.
Yep.
Right. So just like with the self-inquiry, if we're stuck on a particular thought answer, which is what's just happening here, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've asked the question, you've gone to look. First of all, can you confirm that you're not using your senses to see awareness?
No, I can't confirm either way, and this is the issue, because we have the classic sort of five senses, but also we have these other things like proprioception. You know, we're aware if we're upside down or whatever, and my brain says, well, maybe just being aware of awareness is another sense. Having awareness is a sense, like having the TV on standby.
Well, okay, let's simplify it even more then. Are you seeing awareness through your physical eyes?
No.
Okay. Are you tasting it with your tongue?
No.
Are you listening to awareness with your ears?
As per what Claire pointed out, no, I'm definitely not hearing it.
Okay, good. What does awareness feel like when you touch it with your hands?
Can't feel it.
Okay. I've forgotten what the other sense is. Smell. What does awareness smell like?
I can't smell an awareness.
So you're not using your senses, your five senses, okay?
I can't agree with that, because I could say that I am sensing that I am aware.
So I've just asked you the five senses and you said no very clearly to each one.
Yes.
Okay.
But what I'm also saying is there's more than, my brain would say, well, there's more than five senses. Some would argue that we've got 30 or 40 senses.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with that, but that's what your brain says. That's what a thought says. And I want to go to a deeper answer than that brain answer. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So the next question is, are you using your mind to sense awareness?
That's where I can say possibly. My mind would say, yes, you're using me to be aware.
Yeah.
So mind is saying yes.
So mind says, so when I ask you how you're recognizing the awareness, mind says, yes, you're using your mind.
Yes.
Is that a looking and seeing, actually, or is that a thinking about awareness?
Ooh.
Is it a direct seeing of how you're noticing awareness, or are you referencing mind there?
My mind is saying it can do things without verbal thought. It can do things at the speed of light because it's electrical. This is what I mean. It comes up with all these really clever doubts.
So all these really clever doubts, are they thoughts or are they actual seeing awareness?
Well, the doubts themselves are thoughts.
Yeah. So is there anything then that can directly see awareness? That which is aware of those thoughts and those doubts, how are you recognizing it? And to answer this question, I want you to open up to deeper answers than just mind answers, okay? There's been a stuckness on mind answers, and that's fine, but we want to go deeper to a knowingness or a conviction. Are you with me, yeah?
Yeah, I want to.
So ask. I just want you to to ask the question, how am I recognizing awareness? And I want you to tell me the type of answers that are coming. So there's probably thought answers, like you've just said. Yeah.
Yep.
Is there any deeper answers than that? Can you come to actually know?
I do occasionally get slight sort of giddy, sort of loving feelings in my chest as well.
Yeah.
But that kind of comes and goes.
It comes
more when I put aside the four answers, but then the four answers come rushing back in because the first thing I said, because my brain is hyper-rational, apart from the fact that there is an awareness and I can prove that 100%, everything else is up for grabs, and even science would say
Stop. You said there's an awareness and I can prove that 100%.
Yeah, I can feel it. So that's beyond doubt.
How are you feeling it? You said I can feel it. Is it a feeling, awareness? Is it a feeling?
It's a sense of awareness.
So it's a feeling or a sense, you said. So how are you sensing it? You said the word sense and you said I can prove it. You said with conviction right there in that moment. It's a sense, I can prove awareness. How can you prove?
Because I'm aware of awareness.
So then, is that a thinking process?
I don't know.
You can find this out, Rich. I want you to really look now, just slow down. You're right on the edge of something here, and mind is trying to distract you. You said, I'm aware of awareness.
Yep.
Yep. So that aware of awareness, is it a thinking process?
It's not thinking, but it could be an electrical impulse.
Well, let's have a look. Is it an electrical impulse? Can something that's in the brain see something that has no location, like awareness?
That's assuming that awareness had no location.
You can check it out right now. Where is your awareness?
I don't know, but mind could always say it's a structure in the brain or an interplay of structures.
So I want you to stop accepting mind answers just for this moment.
Yep.
Mind telling you what it could be. I want you to actually look and tell me where your awareness is. Okay. I know I'm pushing you a little bit here, but
I'm
assuming you want to get
past. I want pushing, yeah.
Yeah. All right then. So how are you seeing awareness?
I don't know. If I go beyond mind answers, I don't know.
That's good enough for the exercise. Because the problem you came with this question, the question and the problem was that you couldn't get past mind answers.
Yeah.
That's what you started with. So to admit that I don't actually know how I'm seeing it is an opening, isn't it?
Yes.
Right. You remember when we were sat, the last satsang before the lockdown, you were sat here and you said, I don't know anything. I suddenly don't know anything when I'm talking to you and it's fine.
Yeah, you did that trick on me.
No, you did it on you. Anyway, that's it. So it's enough to know that you don't know how you're seeing it.
I can accept that I don't know. Yeah, I can definitely accept that.
And that's truthful, isn't it?
Yeah, that is true.
You see, you said I'm aware of awareness. It's a sense. It's a feeling. But it's not a feeling like an emotional feeling, is it?
No.
And you were very sure there, weren't you? You said no straight away.
Yeah, there's very few things in life I'm sure of, and I'm quite honest about that. And this is one of, I'm not going to kid myself on anything.
Tell me what you're sure of. Tell me what you've just...
I'm sure that I or there is an awareness, but that's pretty much all I'm sure of.
So setting aside mind answers, I want you to spend the next few days looking at how do I know that? How do I know there's awareness?
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah. And you see, you can know that you can sense awareness is present.
Yeah. Yep.
And then mind will say, there's awareness present. The thought will go, you know, and mind will say, I'm aware of awareness. That thought may go through your head.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the same as actually looking and seeing, is it? Can you see?
No.
So I'm just asking you to not know for a little while. Because what you have known is that your mind was seeing it. That's what you've been sure of. Or that your mind might be seeing it.
Yeah, it's like a doubting Thomas.
So if you... stay with this question for a couple of days. Something wonderful is going to come out of it. Just to know, I don't even know. You confirmed it's not your five senses.
Yep.
And mind can think about awareness, but it's afterwards, isn't it? That thought is seen in the awareness. You know, the thought says, I'm aware of awareness. I sense it. I know it.
Mm.
And that is actually heard in the awareness itself. So to sit with this question, how am I seeing it? You're going to undo the assumption that it's mind that's seeing it.
Well, I'll see.
Listen to this again, this session, because you have already told me twice in this conversation that you're looking from the noumenon. Already.
Okay, I'll have a listen back.
Yeah. I want you to see if you can hear yourself saying, I am that already. You said it to me twice.
Okay, I'll do that.
Stay with this question, yeah?
Yeah. Okay, thank you very
much.
You
remember the question, or do you want me to remind you before?
How am I aware of awareness?
Yes, perfect.
How am I aware that I'm aware?
Yeah. How am I sensing awareness?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll have a play with that and I'll have a listen back. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks. Ian or Maggie, whichever. Or both.
Hi.
Hi.
It's more of a share, really. As you know, it's like third time round I've been doing this course.
Yep.
And I felt I was kind of like doing some meditation and doing the self-inquiry and doing the confirming, and I felt it was all kind of going quite well. But as you know, I have this repeated pattern of behavior where I can get triggered by sometimes quite an innocuous little comment or something quite minor, and I kind of throw my rattle out the pram somewhat and think I can't
I'm just gonna be very diplomatic here.
And I go into this place of like, I'm never going to get this, you know, I'm never ever going to get this, and I'm never going to, even though I've had some quite deep seeings and of what I am, I'm never going to live like hell. You know, it's quite crushing. It's really quite crushing for a while. And so, funnily enough, it happened on Saturday. And, you know, someone said something, or it was on a text. And so, again, the whole feeling of, you know, I felt so kind of, after all the kind of work I've done and how many satsangs I've heard you and meditations, it just seems so, how can it be so fragile and so flimsy that I just throw it all out, you know, and it all just seems to go for a while. So I recovered from Saturday and a little bit of help from chatting to Maggie, and, you know, and then Sunday was kind of wonderful. I really felt I was really back into it again, you know, and I was self-inquiring. And for once, self-inquiring has always been a bit like, I've had some resistance to it. I've always felt I couldn't do it very well, but.
Everybody thinks that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it was really like, oh, it was like, I was doing the, that's not true and that can't be true. And it was all going, I felt, yeah, you know. And then last night in the early hours, again, we just said, switched out the light and said goodnight. And Maggie just said something again, quite, it wasn't horrible. It wasn't like, Ian, you're a horrible person. You never got, it was just, it was just a little comment. And again, I went off on one.
It was to help him, I might add.
Yeah, she said something that was to, in help me. And I was lying there and it was like, oh, I can't believe it's less than 48 hours and it's hitting me again. And the kind of like, and it really does feel absolutely, absolutely crushing that I can't get this. And I kind of got up and wandered around the bedroom a little bit because I think she'd gone to sleep, which was kind of slightly annoying, but I think she'd gone. And I kind of wandered off into the other suite. And again, I was like, oh, and I was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? You know, it's like, you know. So I did manage to like just do a little bit, ask my question, is it true that I can be that flimsy and fragile? Is it really true the self is that flimsy? And I kind of settled down a little bit, still really, really, you know, and I lied back in bed. And then suddenly there was like, almost like a voice spoke to me, almost. So I'm going a bit nuts now, but it was like, and it just said, it's your ego. And I just went, oh yeah, it is, it's my ego.
Meaning what?
Meaning that it wasn't me. I could see my ego totally freaking out because it really was thought it was under threat and kind of panicking a little bit, I'm going to get left behind and all this kind of stuff. But I could just see it, that it wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, and then all the everything just went, it just seemed so matter of fact that for all this time I've been trying to, like, every time I've had these like episodes, I've been trying to drag my ego to enlightenment or something.
Doesn't work so well, does it?
And it doesn't work very well, no. And then I just kind of, and it was just like so obvious that it wasn't me. And I just kind of like, and funny enough, all the panic and all the tension just went.
And you can't believe a thought from that place, can you? Because no. You know that that was never you, and you're looking at ego. It's very clear. So that will hopefully, I know we spoke about it earlier, to just reconfirm that, you know, that you can see ego, you can see it in your experience, therefore it's not you. And the confirmation exercises, you know, they'd be atomically powerful for you to confirm. You've used the word emptiness about the noumenon. You know, how are you recognizing emptiness? You know, that should be very much clearer now. And as you do these exercises, these epiphanies are going to happen. But the sure way to know the identity is switching is just, it's more and more obvious. Right? What was shocking and wow and, you know, amazing the first time you see it just becomes always being that. You know, how could I ever think I was otherwise? You know, that's a sure sign that the identity is switching over. So there's a big sort of revelation at first, but as you see it again and again and again, it's going to just become like, why are we even, you know, I don't spend any time now thinking I am the noumenon, you know, because it's just so obvious. Because I've looked again and again and again and again and again and again, just like it was obvious we were a separate being before. We didn't have to keep confirming, am I a separate being? Because we just took it granted, because it was so lived, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Get a sense of it.
I think I can get a taste of that, yeah. Because it very quickly it became like, I was like kind of laughing at myself, going, oh, what a numpty.
I'm not going there, I'll leave that one alone. But
I was like,
there's no need to try and bring your ego to enlightenment. Yeah. And in fact, you can stop trying to make it do something it's not capable of doing through no fault of its own. It cannot see the one. It works in two. It's never going to feel worthy because it cannot get there ever. Mm. You know, and if you keep trying to, you know, just to see I'm not that, it's going to give you an energetic distance, isn't it? From it. And like you say, mind or ego will still talk, but there's less emotional response, and then just none at all. And then you can't even hear it, you know, not because it's wrong. It's just obviously not what I am. You know, you're not fascinated with your car, are you? You're not going out and hugging your car all the time. It's just, that's my car. It might be at first when it's new, but ego's just like that, isn't it? Like, just my ego. It's my sense of someone. It's just there in front of me. Yeah. Nothing to do with me. It does its thing. It's fine.
It just seemed to make sense. That's why it had been kind of freaking out, because it can't understand it. So it's okay for it to freak out a little bit for a while. And there was that kind of sense of like, it's okay. You know, it's okay that if it freaks out a little bit, you know, it's compassionate, and, you know, and it's like, that's fine.
That's why it dissolves, because you love it then. You see, it was never capable of doing this that I've been asking it to do. And it's just a case of mistaken identity. And when I leave it alone, it functions quite well on its own, ego.
Yeah.
And I'm happy. It's happy. Everyone's happy. There's peace. You know, and it goes about the day-to-day running of the body and the life, you know, and you just leave it be.
Yeah, yeah.
So these do the lesson three exercises again now anyway, but they'll be much more powerful seeings coming from it. Mm. You cannot get the fruit of these exercises if you're an ego that's doing it.
Yeah.
Because the exercise is going to show you the noumenon already, looking at ego.
Yeah. It's actually the first time I've really like enjoyed listening to lesson three. Because at this point, usually I've gone, there's something good. So I'm really looking forward to doing the exercises. Yeah.
Good. Excellent. Well, enjoy. Keep seeing it. Keep interested in what you've seen. Foster it and just, you know, really make it important to become so, it's got to become so obvious that you're looking from the noumenon. At the noumenon, it's looking at itself always.
Yeah.
Good Lovely. Stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Videa?
Namaste, Hannah.
Hiya, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. So, really, for me, I think it's just the recognition, not even think. The recognition of the sensing being, no sense of a body, happens quite a lot. So if I even move my hand, it just feels like there's movement, but it's no different than the space, awareness of that space.
It's like we were saying with Caroline at first. You remember when Caroline was asking, if I move my hand now, I can't feel my hand. I can feel the contact it makes with the air that it's disturbing. but I can't actually feel my hand. So that becomes more a lived experience, doesn't it? You know, the, sorry, you were saying.
Yeah, and don't register thoughts very often. So again, it's all part of awareness or part of that being.
Yeah.
And lately, even the breath, I'm not sure, can't distinguish that being or breath, even if breath. Actually really look to see if there is a breathing happening. So I think it's more like that recognition of, yeah, being bodiless or just awareness.
Yeah, there's just beingness, or there's just awareness more and more in your experience. Nothing to be aware of. Everything still appears to be here, still appear to have a body and all that, but the natural state is there's just awareness. You know, mine says, I don't understand how I can just be aware without being aware of something, you know, but yeah. Starting to experience that now.
There's no, I noticed looking at what we've learned that I can't even see what attention is. Just, there's no shifting anywhere. Everything's just in that being. I can't find a boundary or a border or location.
Did you say no border or location?
Yeah, no boundary. No, just all that being, the sense of the being. I don't even know if it's a sense. It's just.
So how are you recognizing that then? How are you recognizing that being?
Awareness of it.
And is the awareness different to the being?
No.
That was a seeing, a direct seeing, wasn't it? And that needs to be seen again and again and again, that I'm looking at it and from it, you know, that it's looking at itself, that being is recognizing its own being. Yeah, very good. Good. I mean, just keep the openness, that curiosity that you've been developing, you know, over the last few weeks. Or everything you need to know will come to you in that, as you're probably experiencing, everything's just sort of revealing itself more and more.
So it's not, doesn't feel like there's a shift to it. It's just a recognition a lot that there's no sense of the body or border. It's aware of that being, just one whole.
Yeah. It's just more and more your experience is just continuous and the same, which mine says is boring, but it's not at all. It's just supremely peaceful. You know, my experience is only me. That's it. It never changes.
Yeah.
You know, and whether we say it's being or it's myself or it's awareness, whatever we call it, that's all there is. And that's the continuous, unbroken experience. You know, that at first it will seem to come and go, but then it will just be, especially through these exercises, just more and more, just how things always have been. You know, and everything that needs to move around in phenomenality happens, and there's just awareness, or just that being, just being. It's not doing anything. Everything gets done, you know, spontaneously in that.
And it's not much emotional. When I looked at that, even though things will arise like thoughts and I can look at it and I'll question, I don't actually feel an emotion or anything. Although there were sensations that, you know, something's happening with the body, but it doesn't, or it's not even a body. I really look at that. It's not a body, it's just a movement in space. So I guess it's more about really telling the truth of it, not just accepting, well, that's what I thought, but now really saying, no, it's actually just happening. But I assume from my old thinking. So really, is that what that shifting over to being really truthful about what it actually is really?
Yeah, there's some, you know, the normal human experiences, I'm aware of my body, I'm aware of my thoughts, I'm aware of, you know, time passing, all of that. But the natural state is no division, there's no of, you know, there's no I'm aware of, there's no other thing. Because everything has been seen that it is just this awareness appearing, you know, which we'll go into more next week, but the lived experiences, there's just you. You know, no matter what's going on, there's just you, just the noumenon, and that's becomes unbroken eventually, you know, that sort of lived experience. Very good. Very good indeed. Keep up the good work, both of you. Lovely. Amy?
Hi there.
Hiya, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. I had, while you were giving us the exercise earlier, I had just this, when I was questioning inside, I had this sense that one thing that I get is like, oh, my heart, that's who I am. There's like an energy around that area and it feels like that's where I am.
Yeah.
And then, so I was questioning that and then I've just had like, all of this energy releasing, which is not very comfortable.
It can be a little uncomfortable at first, can it?
Yeah, it's there's been rage and anger and self-doubt, and so I've just kept seeing that against the new nun, and so it's but it's kind of the one that kind of rises up, and it's, you know, wanting to grab the back of my head and all that kind of stuff. So so I'm just sitting with that, and I think this lesson is the big one for me, just like as far as like location goes and being here, so I could see that on the Newman, like you've got the everything else, the energy is like superimposed over that, and then that seeing that can dissolve from there, but then also asking the questions, inquiring into things as well.
Just to notice what answers we're still accepting. Like you said, there's a feeling, you know, my heart, you sort of said my heart, there's a feeling that's where I am. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. We're going to also take the answers deeper so that, you know, this is really good for everyone to hear. And I kind of pointed to it in the nugget this morning that can we take thoughts and feelings and experiences as answers that are reliable, you know, phenomenal answers that are going to come and go. So this feeling as well that I'm, you know, in my heart, is that a reliable answer for finding out about yourself, the noumenon? You know, so this mind will suggest thoughts about the noumenon, about yourself, and then you might have a feeling when you take it deeper, a sensation, and also, you know, all this stuff releasing was also an answer. So we're just going to ask even deeper, can I accept phenomenal answers as reliable? You know, because if we look right back to week one, the difference between the noumenon and a phenomena, noumenon is not perceivable by the senses, and It's not knowable in the way that we usually know things. You know, I know my thoughts because I can see them, and I know my feelings and sensations because I can see them, I'm aware of them. So can we recognize the noumenon that way? And how are we, why are we so sure we're not that already? Is because we keep referencing phenomenal answers. You know, when I spoke to Rich, you know, nothing wrong with Rich at all. You've mentioned a feeling. He was talking about thoughts. People tell me all the time they're not awake yet. And when I ask them why they know that, they're referencing an experience of suffering, of something that's coming and going. So just to take it deeper than this feeling, there's nothing wrong with the feeling at all. I had that too. I felt like I was, you know, when I asked about the noumenon, I felt like I was just in my body at first. And I realized that's a feeling. It's not the knowingness. It's not the awareness. It's a feeling. It's a phenomenal answer. Can you get a sense of it?
Yeah, I absolutely can. I think it's definitely in process. I've definitely got a feeling about it, and like, you know, like how to carry on with it. And yeah, I think
what happens if I don't accept phenomenal answers at all? They're not wrong. They're just anything that's not that's coming and going or is perceivable, I'm not going to accept as an answer, you know, for what I really am. And you know, very quickly something is going to open up there. You know, nothing wrong with thoughts and feelings and experiences, but they're not going to tell you anything about you, because they're happening in one location only, in one body mind only.
Can I ask the you know, the phenomenon that arises, can I ask it, is this me? Is this really me? Would that be a good question?
Yeah, that would work, yeah. But just to know that you cannot be anything that you can perceive. You cannot be anything that you can be aware of. It's a very fact that you're aware of it. It means that you're looking at it from somewhere else. Took me a while to really get this, but
no, I do get that. Yeah.
So if you follow that line of investigation, you can quite quickly come to see that anything phenomenal at all cannot be what you are, cannot be referenced in terms of yourself, because they're all perceivable. You know, outer phenomena you can see with your senses. Inner phenomena of thoughts and feelings and sensations are perceivable in the awareness that, you know, so they cannot be, if you really look at that. And just to ask even, what do I know about myself if I don't reference anything that's coming and going or perceivable? Mind goes, well, nothing, there's nothing else to know. But to stay with that question, and it's going to open up something wonderful for you, you know, really to... everyone's evidence that they're suffering or that they're not already consciously living as the noumenon, when I ask them, how do you know that? Everyone gives me an experience or a thought or a feeling. Well, I feel terrible, or I've just so many thoughts going on, so I cannot be the noumenon already. You know, I can't have recognized it already. Okay, that's fine. They're phenomena. What else happens when you don't include those in your answers? And you get a sense that something wonderful is going to happen if you stay with that. Good.
Yeah, I'll listen to this back as well. Yeah. And what all of that? Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going on to a different thing. So
no, it's okay. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say what I wrote to you in the letter about the relationship stuff, that's all shifted, yeah, very quickly. And yeah, so that was good. Awesome. Good. Thank you.
It's good. It's just all of these things that have been going wrong in our life have really just been these beliefs that we haven't, you know, questioned really. And the more we question them, contemplate if they're true, we can stop experiencing the effects of them, and also we can stop having the thoughts in here too and the emotions that come with them. But also the more you know that you are that noumenon already, the less your experiences can contradict that. You know, the first, they might still be a little bit up in the air, but everything out there will start to turn itself around, which you've started to notice, to agree with what you know yourself to be. People start to treat you differently. You haven't done anything different. It's just a seeing inside of you, well, this is cool, you know.
Yeah, no, so, it's quite miraculous what's happening at the moment. So yeah thank
wonderful.
You.
Well, it just gets better and better, but you know, just to stay with your seeing and to notice if you're what answers you're accepting, you know. And we did the, if I don't know if you've seen the guided self-inquiry that we did, we stay with the phenomenal answers and we keep asking to go deeper. Is there any other answers? And eventually we come back to the noumenon answer, the silence or the vastness or the emptiness. And that is the answer that we're going to get through these exercises that we've done tonight. You know, I don't know how I'm seeing the awareness, but I know it's not through my thoughts or, you know, it's not through my senses. So it'll become obvious at some point there's a seeing. And direct.
There has been a seeing that that it's not from the mind that I can see it. You're like that. It's, you know, that anything that is seen from the mind is superimposed on what the noumen is. If you know what I mean, like that kind of. But it's just a you know, it's.
So it's all right to know then, like I was saying to Rich, that I don't actually know how I'm seeing it.
Mm.
You know, what do is any good to kind of go up here, well, awareness must be aware of awareness, you know. Mm. So, okay, if it's not thoughts and it's not the senses and it's not anything to do with my body mind, how am I seeing it then? You know, that openness is going to open you right up to have a direct experiential recognition. I'm seeing it from it, it's seeing itself, you know, and that'll just come as an epiphany. From that openness, really quite quickly. But just to know that I don't actually know how I'm seeing it, it will open up, because otherwise we're assuming that I'm seeing it with, you know, I didn't even know that I was assuming it, that until it had gone. You know, there's a sense I'm looking from my mind or my body somehow, I don't know how, but never really investigated it. Kind of taken for granted, oh yeah, there's awareness, you know. Mm. Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
You're doing wonderful. Keep up the good work. Everybody's so amazing, they really are. Just all amazing me with your fantastic questions.
Well, thank you so much. I just like, yeah, so much gratitude every day. And like in the satsang on Monday, it was like I was talking about it this morning. It was like ding ding ding, just a lot of energetic sayings, and then yeah, just gratitude.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. It's so lovely to watch you all sort of opening up. Thank you very much. Okay, lovely. So we will leave it there for tonight. I don't think I've ever managed to stick to time with any of these classes, sorry. But the wonderful questions. I don't know what's going on with my webcam. Are you all seeing that too? It keeps flashing. Yeah, I'm not having a party, honestly. So we will have another session, a Q&A session on Saturday at 2 p.m. UK time. Same link and password as normal. And if you can't make it, it's fine, don't worry, it'll be recorded. It's optional completely. Just to go, sometimes as questions come up with the exercises and some seeings that come out of it. It's the homework sheet, read through the homework sheet, the study sheet, it'll be on the hidden page, and keep tuning in and really looking at how you're seeing the noumenon, and things will shift very, very quickly for you. So I have to say, you're all amazing. The amazing questions that are coming up and the seeings and the epiphanies. You're just getting it so quickly, and it's wonderful. Lovely. So we will leave it there. Thank you.
Thank you, Helen.
You're very welcome. Who said that? Was it Marcy?
Grateful.